This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. World stocks, they're in near free fall. Trading in Japan, Hong Kong, Australia, and India plunged today. Trading had to be stopped in India after that country's stock market skidded 10%. Investors are scared about a possible U.S. recession. Even trading on China's stock market dropped more than 7%, and China's economy is booming. Why are foreign investors frightened? Well, if there's a recession in the United States, American consumers will not spend money and they will cut back on buying foreign goods. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into what caused this weekend's collision between two light aircraft near Los Angeles. NTSB investigator Wayne Pollack says his team is examining several possible factors.
Whether there was sun glare, and how that may or may not have influenced the accident scenario certainly will be looked at.
Five people died in that accident, including one person on the ground who was hit by debris. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan arrives in Kenya today, hoping to mediate a solution to that country's political crisis. Kenya's plunged into violence and murder because that country's recent presidential election is in dispute. President Mwai Kibaki has claimed re-election, but election observers say that might not be true. Opposition leader Raila Odinga claims he won the election and Kibaki stole the vote. Both men say they're open to political talks, but they haven't yet met and violence is raging. Iraqi police say a suicide bomber killed himself in front of a high school in Diyala province today. Some 21 people were hurt in the provincial capital, Bakuba. That includes students and teachers. It's not clear if the bomber actually meant to attack the school. The school is next door to the offices of Diyala's governor and another municipal building. New Zealand officials buried adventurer Sir Edmund Hillary today. Hillary and partner Tenzing Norgay were the first people to scale Mount Everest in 1953. The BBC's Nick Bryant says Hillary's life after that feat is what endeared him to many.
Years full of further adventure, but years too devoted to humanitarian causes. None was closer to his heart than helping the people of Nepal. So attending this funeral service were friends from the 1953 British-led expedition and members of the Nepalese Sherpa community.
And among the mourners, Tenzing Norgay's son, Norbu Tenzing Norgay. The ice axe that Hillary actually used to ascend Everest was laid on his casket. News reports say that internet search engine Yahoo is getting ready to lay off some workers. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal report Yahoo has had stock problems. That's as people turn to new social networking sites. The company has some 14,000 employees. It is not clear how many people could be asked to go. Remember, the news is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel, back to you.
Hey, thank you, Korva.